We are middle of Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Shin Pei Beis, in the laws of Erevin, regarding the Dira B'Nachri getting in the way of the Erev, which Siv Yates, which we had said that you have to rent from the Nachri, you can rent from his worker, or someone else that has holdings. So Chatzah Sheis, this is on the bottom of page 504, Rishon Beis Mabeis. Siv Yates, Chatzah, a courtyard, Sheis Shol Vein Yehudi Darmba. And we spoke about different like courtyards, one going into the other one. So you have Sheisrobi and Yehudi Darmba, you have a Jew and a non-Jew living with it. Uvais Echad Sheisrol. Then you have one Jewish house, it's Lebeis Shalzeh, near this guy's house. But it doesn't open up into the courtyard. But there are windows between them. So Einez, we can turn to our Gimel. He cannot make an Eir with him, through the window that's between them. So that he can take out his vessels, Derech Beis Shcheinoi, through the house of his neighbor, which is open to the courtyard. Avobad and Pesach Besuch Benim, but if there's an opening between them, then what is permitted? Yesh Misham, there are those who say the Avon Pesach Besuch Benim, no, even if there's an opening between them, Aser, it's forbidden. Says Mishbur Sivkot and Samachet. So have a courtyard, she saw the Akam Dharma, that a Jew and a non Jew live up there, which Lamar means to say is, you saw Lechad, one Jew, one non Jew, which is generally not a problem, you don't need an heir. Sivkot and Samachet. Rich Lamar means to say, Shalisrol Sheni, there's a different Jew that his house is next door to that other Jew's house. But his house does not open up to that courtyard. To a different courtyard. To a mavi. Because the ilu ha'yazu getained up of Rishon Gimel Pesuch L'chatzah. Because if it did open up to this courtyard, became that's the case. There's two Jews where there's a non-Jew. But then Pasha, that halacha is obvious. The tzichel is kareshos that you'd have to rent the domain of the non-Jew. And then make an air between them. Rakocha, but over here, the bais echer enish echlekan. One house is not applicable over here. So the piskel tzaracha is opening it somewhere else. Then again, if that's the case, l'nishikan. So what are you remaining with over here? Rak Yisrael echer b'makom akim. Only one Jew where the non-Jew lives in the same courtyard. So you don't need to have any remedy to be able to carry in the courtyard. Letting you know over here, the second Jew, he's not allowed to carry through the window to the other Jew's house. And then from there to the courtyard. Even if they made an air between the through the windows that they have between them. Even though the Mishnah Yisrael is there, that because of this Jew, this carrying also through the house of this Jew, it's logical. It shouldn't be called two people with a non-Jew to make it forbidden. Because that's only applicable when they carry through their opening to the courtyard. And therefore it shouldn't be a problem. So on that, they made a decree regarding this because of a different reason. Because it would be permitted for that Jew through the other Jew's house to the courtyard. The Jew will rely on this. But Yadir Makam, he'll live with a non-Jew because he's not afraid anymore that he's an individual. Because the other Jew is now commonly being over here. And then you'll run into the problem. But he's going to learn from the actions of the non-Jew. But the Shartinai Samachvav begins from the Ritva and the Taisis. It's just Taisis say the wording of a Lashon Shema. But however, for us, that we pass on the Chizur Rosh regarding the window, previously in the Sif Gimel, there's no room for doubt regarding this. And for sure it's not called in such a case, Shnai B'makam Akam. And that sounds like also in the Baitzakat Rosh. But then we have to say, it's coming from a different angle, which the Dishu 96 brings. What's this halacha? A sheet of rush regarding window, that two courtyards that open one to the other through the window that's between them, and one chatzar that lives two Jews and another chatzar, one non-Jew, you're allowed to bring in and take out from the chatzar and Shabbos through the window that's between them, and you don't need to rent from the non-Jew. And the reason is because since their homes don't open up to his chatzar, so they're not considered as if they're living with him. So it shouldn't be a problem, as we're saying. Dish number 97, so it shouldn't be called Shnei B'makom Akam. Chaz Nish writes, that's not Muchach, because you could differentiate between that case and Sif Gimel, two courtyards open up to each other through the window that's between them, and in one chatzah lives two Jews, and the second courtyard lives a non-Jew, the chatzah is not joined with the Yisraelim and the Nachi together. Then we don't make a gzera, but in our case, that the chatzah is b'shutafes, is joined for one of the Jews with the non-Jew, maybe there it's possible that it did make a gzera. So Chaz Nish says, you don't necessarily have to come onto the svara that the Mishnah Berurah is explaining. Sivkan Samachas. Aval, but im v'chulu. If there's an opening between them, then what is permitted? Because the fillable air, we even had an air, lemistifi Yisrael, lo dekan yichidi. The Jew is not afraid of living here by himself. Shari Yisrael, matzatah dekam, because the Jew is very frequent over here, derech pesach, because he has an opening. Therefore, they did not make a gzera in such a case, shalai hanei rubah, the derech should not be effective. So, v'kan samachtas, but yesh mishem, as some say, that no, even if there's an opening between them, it's going to be awesome. Yesh lachem kedei zu, says mishbru, one should be strings like this opinion, v'ayim be'alach, on the maskal kedei. Sif chav. chatzer, a courtyard, she Yisrael, the any Yehudi shouldn't buy, that a Jew and a non-Jew live over there. Now there was a window that opened up from the house of this Jew, the base Yisrael Zeh to the house of this Jew. They made it through the windows. Even though they let it carry from one house to another one through the windows, but they're forbidden to carry out from house to house through the openings because they're non-Jew. Until they rent from him. A boat. A yacht that has many Jews. They have distinct apartments. They have to make an erev. And they have to rent the rishus from the non-Jew, the owner of the boat, of the yacht. Or to absorb it in the payment of the rental of the boat fare. They give a little bit more. They'll thus make the rental. That's what we said the name Shabbat Leket. You have this courtyard that Yisrael v'akam shurim ba. What someone would say is that you have a non-Jew and a Jew living there. And the openings of the Jews' homes open up into the courtyard. Sivkot ayin half, and there were windows that open up from the house of this Israel to that Israel, and they made an erev dechalon. They made an erev through the windows. What someone would say is al dechalon shesh b'neim through the windows that between them chol erev she'asu the erev that they made takes effect. B'choshkei all the more so if they have a doorway between each other between the apartments. Sivkot ayin beis. So even though they're permitted lahitzi v'chulu to carry out from one house to another house, derech halon is through the windows. More than something is derech pesach through the opening mishpanim if they have it between them. Sivkot ayin gimel b'harei masurim they're forbidden to carry out from house to house through the openings because of the ein yehudi until they rent. Because the sadek that you would have thought to say keeping she'ibur yachad derech halon is b'sachem mishpanim since they made it ever through the windows or the openings between them. Yichashu kabal bais echad should be considered as one homeowner. Hador b'chatz shalakim that lives in the courtyard of the non-Jew. And if ein oisul lo loisim bais lebais it should not be forbidden to carry from house to house. Avol derech avachad chatz even through the airspace of the courtyard. Kamash malan that it is a problem. Sivkan ayin dalad to carry out mibais lebais from house to house derech b'sachem through the openings. What someone means to say is derech avachad chatz through the airspace of the courtyard because the old derech pesach shesh bein bais lebais because in contrast the doorway that they have between the homes. That go from one directly to the other. Mutal the erev she'asu l'kulam. That, according to everyone, is permitted, says the Vilna Gaon. Sivkan ayin hei, a yacht that has many Jews. Sivkan ayin hei, v'yesh l'batim yuchadim. They have a distinct residence. What it means to say, she'esh shnei yusayim l'yesis, two or more Jews. Shal kol echem em, that each one of them has chedem yuch l'achila, a designated room for eating. Dem hoi yuch l'mawakam echem, they're eating in one place. I feel kama, even many Jews, kechad chash would be considered as one. Be'en asa nefer, it wouldn't be a problem. You would not have to have a problem with the Erev. Subkan ayin vav. But in this case, they would have to make an Erev and to rent the Rishos min ha'akam balasvina, the owner of the yacht. Like any place with these distinct apartments, a shared courtyard for them all. They have to make an erev and make a rental. It's not effective. It's not helpful. That they rent from the owner of the yacht. Only if they rent from him before he gives out the apartments to any one of the Jews, the non-Jews for the cruise. Because then the rights to the boat belong only to him. Then he could rent it out. But after that, he gave out the places to the other renters for the cruise. It's not helpful that they can rent from him. Then they have to rent for every single non-Jewish passenger. Unless if the owner of the yacht has permission to leave vessels in every place. Which usually they do. You have some type of a life saving device or something in every room. Does die? Then it's enough. But Master Sechem and Bovad that they just rent from the owner of the yacht. Sivkon Ein Zayin. Oy Lavliyai. What someone means say is the fill of Sachem and Menachakach. Even if they don't subsequently rent from him, El Beshosh Sachem Mekayim. But when they rent their apartment. Pishuli, they specify it to him. Shabeschir says, "Soichim menu gamkein that in this rental they're also renting from him rishusai his rishus." Mahani, that's effective. But the meischir is amakim, and the monies of the rental of the room, oyun gam leschiris rishus also works to have the schiris of his rishus to be able to let the eiv take effect. Pir alacha and divrei maschon kedei. That the Mishbar had referenced at the end of Sivkot and Samachtas, So it sounds like that this was the second opinion that said even if there's an opening between them, it's going to be forbidden. The dafka regarding this, the air is not effective. But regarding carrying from house to house, that would be effective. And so too, the halacha is like this, because the whole concern is that maybe the Jew is going to rely on this and he's going to live with as a non-Jew. Now that's not applicable only if that it should be permitted to carry in the chatzar, and he'll be frequenting in the chatzar, which is not the case if it's not permitted to carry only but in the house. Even now the Jew is still afraid to live over there because in the chatzar he's alone always with the non-Jew. That's the Rashba passing the Bitzakosh explicitly, and that's the Sunday from Rashi, but from the thoughts obvious that in all cases we made the Gzer, that even from his house to the friend's house, forbidden to carry through the window, and that's in the Maimutcharetz on his own, Tsarkin Ladina. You have to look into this, what's the halacha. Moreover, you should know that in the Bitzakosh you see explicitly that at least if they both rent the Rishus from the Akam and make air between themselves, permitted to carry in all cases, whether from house to house, whether from house to the chatzar, okay, at least they weren't machmer regarding this more than if you have two Jews living with a non-Jew, that they did not require but tzchiris, they weren't machmer that it shouldn't be effective even tzchiris so that you don't live where the non-Jew is. But from the words of Taisus, according to one teretz over there, that is from what they write, Avavgav the Akam Isa Alayu Yichim Lahaskir, it's obvious that now that they made gzer not to make any assistance for an individual who is living where the non-Jew is, even tzchiris would be yasa. And that's the far writes over there, one teretz, I wouldn't say, because Yaakov agrees misvara to permit with tzchiris. Addition number 99 brings from the Chazon Ish that if they make Erev only the homes, you're allowed to carry from house to house, but if they make Erev also with the Chatzeres, you're not allowed to carry even then from house to house because Chum weren't Mvatl the Gezerah halfway. On the boat, they have separate rooms. Look at the Nabot's Akkadish and the Rajbah, that brings also this halacha, and from him he quotes the Baal Orchis Chaim, which the Beseser brings. However, it sounds about it from his words that if the Mechitz is not permanent, and then possibly then they're not considered mechitzas, like if these rooms are flimsy, you know, curtains, and it's like they're living in one house, that they don't have to make an erev. And his words over there is, it's possible that the mechitzas that you make on the boat are not mechitzas because they're only temporary, to, you know, just to be discreet. And any mechitzas that's only for temporary, for discreet, is not a mechitza. And he says, you have to really think about this. That's his words. That's pashut. That where there are real walls built that should be always there, of course there's no doubt over there to permit. Moreover, you should know that that even if there's no Jews traveling on this yacht for more than 30 days, you still have to make an Erev and to rent. And you can't exempt them because they're only just guests, like we've seen at the end of Siman Shin Ayin, because we don't say that when they're all guests, all passengers, like by a yacht, that all the people are guests. Where the Rama writes over the Naga, and even though that there is the non-Jewish owner of the yacht that's with them, even so, they're not secondary to him. The way we came out of it at the end of Siman Shin Ayin, look within Sharetzin. However, if the owner of the boat is a Jew, they are secondary to him, and they're only like guests up until 30 days. Which the Dirshu 105 brings also Pinchas Nish, that the Jews are not considered secondary to the Nachri, and they have to rent from him as Rishos to make an heir between themselves. And that's how the Chubas Mechaz Yitzel writes, but he writes that in a pressing situation, one can be leaned based on what is written in the Chubas Chaim Sha'al, that if the Jews are guests only for 30 days, and the Nachri is the owner in a permanent way, they are secondary to him. On the other hand, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch equates the one who's a guest by a non-Jewish host to someone who's a guest by a Jewish host. The Maslav Liyoy, so another way is, even if you're not renting from him, it's just to absorb it into the rental of the as a passenger on the yacht. So look at the Magen Avraham and the Atzei Almogim that they wonder that this is not mentioned in the Shabbat Lelekit, the source of this halacha. And the truth, it wasn't in front of them, but just in the bridge version of the Shabbat Lelekit. And Shabbat Lelekit Hashalom that came out in our days to be printed. You see, Mefurish, like all the words of Beis Yisrael Ramah, look over there regarding Shabbos and Simchat Kufi Adav. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 98. No. Dershu number 101. Regarding carrying on the boat on Shabbos, the Shabbat Lekid brings that Rabbi Hadoi Goyin was asked, do you have to rent the Rishos of Anachri for that? And the answer is you don't have to. And he adds on that another Goyin also writes that you don't have to. And the Sister explains that their Kavana is in the case that the apartment's not designated on the boat. However, the Mayor writes that doesn't seem to explain like this, because if that were the case, there would be a pashat halacha according to all opinions. What would be the chizur on that? And every writes, Lulu Mr. Vin says, if I wasn't afraid, it would seem to explain the svar of the Gainim, that since the whole reason of the schiris is so that the Jew will refrain from living with a nachi, and the boat, that you can't refrain from traveling with a nachi, the chum would not masak in schiris. Yossi explains this rather good item that a boat is not so common, and therefore the Chachamim are not gois. According to this, he wants to permit in our times to carry out schiris in places where you can't live with a non-Jew. But however it comes out, chalid to be mekel, in a place that all places can be assessed to be iser, and for sure it's appropriate to rent in all places, but in Shas Tzchak, which you cannot rent, it's better to make an erbet out schiris than not to make an erbet at all, because you could say, in our times also, it's not possible. The issue 103, that, you know, if the owner of the boat possibly you could rent just from him, the Salach of the Beis Yosef learns out from the words of the Rashba, that he writes that Yisrael, landlord, rents out his house to a non-Jew, and he has permission to put objects in the house of the rental, it's considered that the landlord is like Schir Lekitoi, like the worker of the Seicher, of the non-Jewish renter, and it's possible to rent from him the Shus of the Seicher. The Beseza writes, this is the Rashba writes this halacha by the masker, not Badafka, and that any person that receives permission from the Nachi to put objects, so it's like Schir Lekitoi, but he just picks a common case, because that's the relationship between a renter and the landlord, that the renter will give permission for the landlord to have utility in his house.